When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line with me is Syracuse University football commit for the incoming class of 2015, Colin Byrne, an offensive lineman coming from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, out of St. Thomas Aquinas, with his teammate Sammy Clausman, who you can also hear on WakeUpCallDT.com, right here on the recruiting page for the 2015 incoming class. And I'm happy to have Colin incoming onto the show for the first time. Colin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well, Colin. And first and foremost for you, this is something that Sammy and I talked about. You're down in Florida. You have beautiful weather. What made you choose Syracuse, knowing that you're going to have all four seasons up here as opposed to having what I like to call one and a half in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy having the weather down here. It really is beautiful. I mean, it's a lot of people say is I live where you take your vacations and everything like that. But I mean, I'm up for the change. I'm always up for a change, and I look forward to actually being excited for my summer and not having summer all four seasons round. So it's something to look forward for me too. I've never seen snow either, so everybody's like, you're going to get a wake up call and everything like that. So I mean, I look forward to it just to see the change and what happens.
Well, I appreciate your honesty with that. I also appreciate your shameless plug that you gave for my show, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So, see, Colin, we're already off to a good start.
Yeah.
Now, with you on the offensive line, what position are you most comfortable with playing? I mean, obviously, you have tackle, you have guard, and you have center. Where do you find yourself most comfortable?
I'm most comfortable at tackle, and I do play right tackle, but, I mean, Everybody says, and coach always says, that you got to be ready for that time when you need to make the quick switch for somebody who needs to get out of the game real quick. And if I need to move over, I can snap the ball whenever I need to snap the ball. So, I mean, whatever I have to do is what I do.
When you look at the tackle position, like you said, you play right tackle for St. Thomas Aquinas. How comfortable are you on the left side when it comes to playing tackle? Some guys can go back and forth. There's no problem whatsoever, very little that they have to change in as far as what they're used to. They're able to kind of adjust themselves quickly. And then there's some people that are dominant on the left side or the right side. What would you say about your game?
I'm dominant on either side of the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, I prefer right tackle, but I have no problem with switching over. Like I said earlier, you got to be ready for that switch whenever coach says. And I'm dominant on the right, and I'm dominant on the left, and that's all I look forward to, is just dominating out there.
When you look at the other position of guard as well as the position of center, how much experience have you had in those positions? Have you gotten to get some quality experience at center and at guard, or is it something that you would have to kind of learn in college if you were needed?
I mean, center is something you have to learn, and some people can just jump right into it, and they're athletic enough to do that, which I think I am, just to snap the ball and get a punch right off the ball. I mean, I'm comfortable with doing it. I've done it during a game and in practice and everything like that. But also at guard, like, we have poles and everything like that. I've lined up as a guard during a spring, the whole entire spring and a little bit of a season. So I mean, it's nothing really too harsh for me. I mean, I'm comfortable with doing it.
When you look at your strengths at being on the offensive line, whether you're playing tackle, guard, or center, what can you say you really bring to an offensive line that you think is valuable for Syracuse?
I bring a good mental awareness of what's going on, and I'm smart on the line. I mean, if you look at my average lifts and every day, like bench press and squat, it's not as high as everybody else, but I'm a high guy on my technique and everything like that, which does win me on the line of scrimmage. I mean, I come off the ball hard. I could still give you a punch. I mean, I'm a strong kid, but what I think wins me the line of scrimmage is my t- technique against the other kid. I mean, I just got to keep my hands inside and keep going.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Gentlemen, let me speak to you for a second. This is Dan Satora of Dan Satora Broadcast Media. When it comes to an event where we're getting ready and we want to look good, we always hear about the girl's dress. What's she wearing to the wedding? What's she wearing for prom? And don't get me wrong, women are meant to feel beautiful every day of the year, at all times. But we should feel good too. It shouldn't just be that we pick up any old black tux and go on with our lives. Giovanni's Menswear gives you the opportunity to truly feel good in your tuxedo, to feel like a man in your tuxedo. 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. I went to Giovanni's when I was planning my wedding. I went in and I saw John and I said, "Hey John, out of the three tuxes that are here, I think I want that one." He said, "I don't think that's the best one, but try it on." He gave me the opportunity to make my own decision. He didn't demand that I choose what he said was right. He just gave his opinion. He said, "I don't think that'll be the best one. I think this one will be the one that you'll like." And John was right. The tux that I tried on, the first one that I tried on, was the choice that John had. The one that I tried on, that I thought would be the one for me, I was completely wrong. John knows his stuff. But he doesn't know it in such a way that he doesn't allow you to truly experience it for yourself, to decide what is best for you. We've all been to different places, gentlemen. We all know that you go into certain places and the customer service isn't there. Well, John has a family-oriented business. Giovanni's Menswear gives you that feel that you're going into someone's house and trying on clothes. You're comfortable. You're relaxed. You're never rushed. And you could find what fits you best. And I thank Giovanni's for helping not only myself, but all of my groomsmen to feel well and be fit well for my wedding that I truly will never do again. That memory is with Giovanni's. Make your memory with Giovanni's as well. 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. If you want to call for an appointment, you can call 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. If your event is out of state, if the wedding's out of state, or if you have groomsmen coming in from out of state, it's no problem. My groomsmen were from Vermont, Massachusetts, Florida, and Pennsylvania. And we all went to Giovanni's and found exactly what made us all look good standing up there on the altar. Giovanni's, 315-455-8729. And you can get to them on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Gentlemen, it's our day too. 315-455-8729. Call Giovanni's. When it comes to finding a vehicle, listen, I understand. It's not the easiest thing to do. You want to make sure that you can trust the people that you're buying from or leasing from. You want to make sure that they actually care about you as more than just a customer. You want to know if you bring your car back there that it'll be serviced well, that these are people that you can come back and see again and feel comfortable with, feel safe with, and you want to feel safe in the car you're driving. Well, that's why I go to Honda City. Honda City is the place for me. Why? Because I like the Honda product, and I like the way that I'm treated at Honda City specifically. Honda City at 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, has given me an opportunity to go into the next step of my life, leasing my own vehicle, to go out on the road and know that that vehicle and I have a connection, that that's mine. And I get the opportunity to pick my color, pick the type of car that I like to drive from Honda, and know the history of Honda that I've had, that cars last a long time, that these are cars you can put miles on as long as you treat that car well, that this is a car that looks good, feels good, gives me an opportunity to really take a hold of the road and feel comfortable. It's a family vehicle. It's a one-on-one, take-a-trip vehicle. It's a vehicle that you can sit in and feel good in because you know the history of Honda has been strong when it comes to safety, when it comes to price, and when it comes to Honda City. There is no better place for me to go, and that's why I personally chose Honda City. 315-451-6750 is the number to call to set up an appointment or to ask questions about what's available. 315-451-6750. Honda City on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, offers you an opportunity for a new car or a used car. If you're buying or you're leasing, do it from someone you can trust. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. When you look at the other side of it, what you'd like to work on, what are some areas that you think you can improve with before you get to Syracuse?
Just having more flexibility and moving around, you know, I gotta squat.
Then when you look at the line itself, we talked a little bit about Sammy Clausman being your teammate at St. Thomas Aquinas. He'll be your teammate at Syracuse as well. What's your experience like with Sammy on the line?
Me and Sam, we have a good bond. I mean, on the line and out of school on a friendship and everything like that. But when we're on the field together, I mean, everything gels. Like, we have the same mentality of, like, what we have to get our job done and everything like that. And we've played next to each other, but he's on the he's left guard right now, and I'm right tackle. So, I mean, I'm playing next to Rashard Jazeer-Jones. And I gel with Sammy and everybody else on the offensive line. I mean, me and Sammy have known each other for, I think, about 2 years now. And we get along great on the field, and we just love it. We love playing with each other.
How did it come about that you both said yes to Syracuse? Was there ever a conversation between the two of you that said, you know, that Sammy came to you, or you went to Sammy and said, hey, look it, we have an opportunity to keep doing this together and keep excelling together? Or was it something that it was individually and then you found out after the fact that you were both choosing Syracuse?
Right. We talked to each other about what the possibilities could happen and everything like that. What if we did play together in college? I mean, it's a good opportunity to go somewhere about 1,200 miles away from my home with somebody that I already know. So, I mean, I think it'll be good for on the field and our social life as just having somebody to talk to and everything like that.
Is that the guy that you would want to be your roommate if you had an opportunity to choose?
Yeah. I mean, like, we'd have to go through all the other things to see what would happen. But, I mean, it would be nice because I know how he lives, and he's not a slob or anything. So, you know, I'd rather live with somebody that knows how to keep themselves up and everything like that, and he'd be a good roommate, I think.
Now, along with Sammy, you are one of the five that Syracuse wanted. Syracuse had a top five offensive line list, and they got all of their top five, and you were a piece of that. So when you look at Syracuse recruiting you and wanting you, it was one step further than that. They had you in their top five. That you were one of the people that wasn't a backup. You were someone that they wanted to have in this incoming class of 2015. What can you say to that, that not only Syracuse wanted you in general, but that they had you in a top five situation?
I mean, it's very very overwhelming, and it's I'm flattered by it because it's I never really thought that I was in their top five. I mean, I dominate on the ball, and I just was very surprised. I actually got a chance to go into the school and see the board, the whiteboard that they had set up for the recruiting. And me and Sammy were both in their top five, and we both had stars by our name. And it just made me excited and realized how much they did want me and how much they really do care about me and my future.
When you look at those that care about your future, your recruiting coach, George McDonald, is the offensive coordinator, also the wide receivers coach for this season. What can you say about your relationship with George McDonald so far?
The first time that I did talk to him, he was a really good guy. I mean, he called me and he was really excited about me, and he offered me right there on the phone the first time I talked to him. So it was a good day talking to him, and I kind of like, I mean, what coach offers you on the first time on the phone with him, and it was just exciting to know that they actually wanted me and everything like that. So, but then he came to school, and he was a really nice guy, and I actually enjoyed talking to him and hanging out with him for a little while.
When he offered you the first time that he spoke to you on the phone, what did he say his reasoning was that he was confident enough in you to offer you in that first moment?
I mean, again, like I said, I'm flattered by what they did for me, and it was exciting. I was kind of shocked. I was just like, wow, this is my first offer, my first D1 offer. I never thought it was going to come because, I mean, it's just a dream. I mean, it was overwhelming and exciting for me, and I was really happy with Coach McDonald.
Is there anything that Coach McDonald said specifically to you as to why he wanted you right off the bat after talking to you that first time?
He just said he liked the way I play. I play off the ball. We play a spread offense down here in St. Thomas Aquinas, and we come off the ball hard, and we go hard every single play. We're on the ball. We want to be on the ball at every 15 seconds. We want to be in and out of the huddle on the line of scrimmage as fast as we can. He says that Syracuse runs the ball. They've run so many plays in the last season that they're a high-tempo offense, and he says that fits me really well, and that's what he said he liked about me.
What do you think about that high-powered, high-tempo, at sometimes no-huddle offense? Is that something that you're excited about being a part of?
Of course. I mean, we have something coming this season from St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, we're gonna try to install some no-huddle stuff and everything like that, so... I mean, we want to get on the ball every 7 seconds. So, I mean, it's something that I'm used to. It's something that I'm conditioned to and that I can handle. And that's something Coach McDonald's looking for.
Now, when it comes to offensive linemen at Syracuse, they are no stranger to running the ball with 1,000-yard rushers that have happened multiple times in the last five seasons. When you look at Syracuse running the ball and the fact that they have an arsenal of running backs, they have 4 to 6 a season that are going to take at least one carry, how confident and how comfortable are you in the running game, and how would you describe your ability when it comes to helping a running back move forward?
The first word of run blocking is run, and that's what we got to do off the ball, is we got to run, and I'm definitely confident enough to where my conditioning is to where I need to get off the ball and run the ball. I can run the ball and start a drive. I mean, we come off the ball and we need to push hard. I mean, that D lineman across from me, he's either I'm going to break him or he's going to stay with me. I mean, I gotta beat him down until he can't run no more. And I'm really confident about that, where, I mean, it's either going to be me or it's going to be the defensive lineman who's going to push me. But I make my mentality that this guy is not going to get an inch on me, and I'm just going to beat him down the field. And that's where my conditioning comes in. And we're down here at St. Thomas Aquinas. We have Bombrito Sports Performance and everything. So they have us really well conditioned with Coach Biasotti, our strength conditioning coach, and also dean at school.
When you bring up Bomberitos, that's something that has been utilized by Syracuse players, even Jerome Smith, who is in the NFL right now working to have his job in the NFL after coming from Syracuse and being a 1,000-yard back during his time at Syracuse, also utilizes that same group in Bomberitos and what they've been teaching and training down in Florida. How important is it to you that you have that? You know, how much does that mean to you that the guys that are training to go from college to the NFL is also where you're going to go from high school to college.
It's something that you have to have. I mean, we're not an average high school football team, so I mean, we got to have those differences that people can't make, and we have everything we need here. So I mean, the good weather. I mean, everybody doesn't get this spring, so we're working throughout the spring with Bomberito, and it's something that helps us so much that it actually does show on the field, because we just don't stop. We just keep going, and that's what Coach wants out of us, so that's what we do.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
We all want to go to a great restaurant, a restaurant that gives you good food, good service for a good price. Well, how about having a great atmosphere? Any single day of the year, Boreo's Restaurant on Oneida Lake, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, gives you the opportunity to truly feel like you're on vacation out somewhere. So if you're from Central New York or upstate New York, it looks like you've taken a trip and transformed yourself into another area. Or, if you're coming into town, it gives you the opportunity to truly get a feel for something special that you may not expect from upstate New York. Boreo's Restaurant, truly a different experience when it comes to being on the water in the spring, summer, and into the fall, as well as in the winter, where you can look out as the snow falls on an ice-covered Oneida Lake. Truly a beautiful experience. They have banquet halls that are open throughout the week for anniversaries, bridal showers, as well as birthday parties, and pretty much whatever event you have going on, to call Boreo's and ask them about those banquet halls. And you could give them a call at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. On top of that, once a month, I, Dan Satora, will be out with Syracuse Orange men's basketball assistant coach Adrian Autry as we have our live show broadcasted solely from Boreo's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, where we get to talk with you, the fans, about Syracuse basketball and so much more. Also, once a month, Rob Drummond and I, Rob Drummond of the NFL, CFL, and Syracuse Orange, part of the last undefeated Syracuse Orange football team, we're also out there talking not only about his history, football, but also about raps, something he's created to help athletes grow and people in general grow to their highest potential. Rob Drummond and I will be out at Boreo's every single month as well. Make sure you check wakeupcalldt.com on the homepage to find out what dates you'll be able to come out and see Rob Drummond and Adrian Autry at Boreo's restaurant. Exclusive live shows for you, the fans. Rob Drummond to talk football, Adrian Autry to talk basketball, and me, Dan Satora, to talk with you fans about everything around sports in the community. Only at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, Boreo's restaurant, more than just a great experience for dining. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. No matter what culture you're from, where in the country you're from, where internationally you're from, or what language you speak, we all show that we love our teams by clapping our hands. FanHands.com enhances that, gives you an opportunity to clap even louder. It's a beautiful experience to be at a game. It's an even more memorable experience to be at a game wearing fan hands. FanHands.com, 11 different colors, always in stock. Find your favorite team's colors and get your fan hands at FanHands.com. FanHands.com. Start wearing your fan hands and start clapping today louder than you did yesterday. Because when it comes to your team, there is no bigger sign of affection and appreciation than showing your support. True fans show their support with fan hands. FanHands.com. FanHands.com. The only place to get the ultimate sports fan accessory.
Colin, how much of an advantage do you see it as? I mean, Florida's been known as a hub for recruiting for a while. When it comes to talent, Florida is one of those names that if it's not first, it's in the top three of states that come up. When you look at the weather and your ability to play all year round, how much do you feel that has to do with the ability that Florida players have and the talent that they have to work that over time and really never have a season when you can't be outside? How much of the weather do you think plays into the fact that Florida is such a hub for recruiting?
Of course, it comes into play where we get to play spring, and it comes into an advantage for us. But I mean, if your team's good enough and your team has no excuses, then there should be no excuse for you not being in the top 25. I mean, we're in the top five this year, so we have no worries about that. So, I mean, the teams up north, they have no spring, but I mean, if you want to be good enough, you got to figure out a way to do it. And I mean, we're lucky enough to have this 100-degree weather all year round, it is an advantage because we could be outside and we could be training like we are out on the field. So, I mean, it does help us. So, that's all.
And I want to go back to, you know, when you talk about helping you on the field, someone that's going to be helping you in the future is Joe Adam, the offensive line coach for Syracuse. And what's your relationship like with Joe so far?
It's good. I mean, I really enjoy talking to the guy. He's really down to earth, and he really wants to have a relationship with his players and make sure everything is how it needs to be and that we're working hard every single day. So, I mean, I look forward to playing for him, and he seems to be a really great guy.
Then as far as Scott Schaefer, the head coach of the team that you've also had an opportunity to speak with, what can you say about your relationship with Scott so far?
I got a chance to sit down in his office and talk to him for about an hour, and my relationship with him within an hour, it totally changed my mind. Like, I never thought I could meet a guy like that. I mean, he's incredible. It's just meeting other high school coaches and them flashing their rings in your face and saying, come here if you want this and do this and this, and Coach Schaefer just wants the best for you and what's best for your future and everything like that. So I mean, he talks to us and he says he doesn't want us he takes no cheaters. He doesn't want a cheater. He doesn't want any trouble. He just says, listen, you're going to come here and you're going to play your best ball, and then that's all that matters. He goes, if you give me your best, I'm okay. Win or lose, you give me your best, we're okay. So that's my relationship with him is grown within 45 minutes, and it's just amazing. I never thought it could happen.
When you have a coach like that that separated himself and said he doesn't want any cheaters, he just wants people that are going to come and give their best. On the other side of what you do, Colin, I mean, obviously you're an athlete, you're coming to play football, but you're a student on the other side of student-athlete where you can't have any cheaters and you need people who are going to do their best so you can be on the field to play the game. How much of being a student has the decision of going to Syracuse, how much did that weigh into it, the student side of it, when it came to choosing Syracuse as the school that you wanted to go to?
I think it's incredible. I mean, the school that I'm going to be attending is Syracuse, and if you say Syracuse, and the first thing that pops up is education. I mean, the education is just ridiculous, and then there's their football team, and there's their basketball team, and everything like that. But I mean, if you just take the Syracuse education and look at that, it's just amazing. I mean, Coach Schaefer wants us to do what we do on the field, and just as long as we're doing what we do in the classroom. So, I mean, I'm really excited for the education. I know it's going to be tough, but I mean, it, at the end of the day, it's going to be really good for me.
Do you know what you want to study at Syracuse?
I think I'm just going to do my business management, since they have a top 15 business management school, and it really does interest me. I mean, a business degree does you really well these days. And I mean, you can go anywhere with a business degree. So I look forward to making my decision down the road sometime.
And before I let you go, Colin, I know that Sammy and I talked about, he's down in Florida, he loves to fish. I know you fished with him before. What is your hobby? If you had to choose one thing outside of football to do, what do you like to do when you get some time off the field?
Time off the field, I'm a normal kid. I like to go hang out with friends and just hang out. And, as an offensive lineman, we always love eating, so you know, I do a lot of that. But I'm out on the golf course a lot with my dad and a couple of my friends. We go out and we play golf, that's another advantage down here in Florida, is that we always have sunny days and everything like that, to where we can go outside and just play some golf. So I look forward to improving my game of golf just as much as my game of football. So
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're all creative. It's part of humanity. It's who we are. Dreisig Apparel allows us to take our ideas and bring them to life for our businesses, for our families, for our events. Dreisig Apparel, DreisigApparel.com. Whether you're looking for robes, t-shirts, polo shirts, pants, whatever it may be, when you want to put your logo on something, when you want to put a family's face on something, when you're doing a walk to support them, Dreisig Apparel allows you to customize what you need and gives you a staff that cares about the process, cares about the product, cares about the longevity of what you're getting from them.
DrySig Apparel truly cares about you and cares about what you're creating. Create with them today at drysigapparel.com, DreissIg apparel.com, and gear up with the real deal. If you're between the ages of 16 and 24, or you know someone who is, listen up. This is an opportunity for you to do better for yourself or to help someone in their lives to do better for themselves. Job Corps gives you an opportunity to learn the skills you need to find the jobs you want to be successful in this world. Your past mistakes are behind you. Your future accomplishments are with Job Corps. 315-478-5529. Call that number Monday through Friday during normal business hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can go visit Job Corps at 250 Harrison Street in Syracuse, New York. It is number 300 in that building. 250 Harrison Street in Syracuse, New York. 300. It's on the third level of the 250 Harrison Street building in downtown Syracuse. Job Corps gives you an opportunity to get on the right path for you. No more excuses, only doing good things for you, for your family, for your future family. Job Corps, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. When it comes to stress, sometimes it's too much. It's too difficult. We feel like we're all alone. Well, I've been there. I'm Dan Satora of Dan Satora Broadcast Media. I've had stress, and I made a decision one day to speak with someone that I truly feel like would help. And that's Deborah Crossman. I gave her an opportunity to sit down with me and go through some stress exercises that she's learned. 315-247-9088 is the number for you to call to speak with Deborah Crossman and set up an appointment. Deborah did something called Faster EFT with me, where you work on your emotions. You work on bringing out what is stressing you out. And not only is it a technique that Deborah can sit down with you and you can learn from, but you can take it with you in every single day of your life. Deborah Crossman didn't just help me the day that I went to see her and work on my stress. She helped me and has helped me every single day of my life since then. Make the phone call now, 315-247-9088. Deborah Crossman, helping with stress, helping to guide, and helping you to focus on the most important person in your life, yourself.
I want to go a little bit of rapid fire here to finish up with you, Colin, and I'm going to start with golf. What is the best score you've ever had on 18 holes of golf?
I'm not calling myself a superstar or anything like that, but there's a lot of good golfers out there, but I just got started about 3 years ago, and I think my best score is like an 86, but that was on a really good day, so I was killing it out there. So I look forward to beating that someday too.
Are you someone who likes to walk the course, or do you appreciate the life of a golf cart driver?
As a big dude, I appreciate the life as a golf cart driver. You know, it's 100 degrees out here every day out here in South Florida. So, I mean, walking a course down here, you'll be pretty drained by nine holes. But I did get a chance to go up to Cape Cod, Massachusetts this year with my family, and I walked my first course, and it was actually a really good experience. It gives you more time to think about what you're going to do, your next shot and everything like that, so it's not bad walking when it's nice up there. Like, I mean, Syracuse, it should be nice, so hopefully there's a couple of courses I'd be able to go check out and walk.
Well, there definitely are some beautiful courses up here, especially with the Four Seasons. You said, as an offensive lineman, you love to eat. What is your favorite meal?
There's so many, so I mean it's kind of hard to choose, but I would probably say steak and potatoes. So that would be my favorite.
If you could go out to eat at any restaurant, what restaurant would that be if you could choose your favorite?
Ever since I went to Syracuse, I tried Dinosaur's Barbecue, and that that changed my opinion on a couple of barbecue places, and if I had to choose, I think I'd go back there for some more.
Dinosaur Barbecue, if you could have anything from the burger to the ribs, chicken, what would you want to have if you had to choose one plate?
Oh, so I had one of my my Twitter fans, one of the Syracuse fans, shout out to me a meal that I should get. It's called the I think it's the South Carolina pulled pork sandwich, and I tried it, and that's the only thing I got to have. But that guy needs a job at a review place, because that thing was so good. I don't think I've ever had a better pulled pork sandwich than that. But he also recommended me that the pumpkin pecan pie, and I also had a slice of that, and that was pretty incredible.
Which brings me into my next question for you in rapid fire. If you could do something outside of football and you could be an advisor for anything, what would you like to advise people on?
Outside of football, I think I'd advise... it's kind of hard. There's multiple things. I mean, I have the vision of me wanting to be a coach one day and everything like that, so... there's so many options. I mean, I'm still stuck on this question. So I mean, that's all. I mean, I'd like to be a coach, and I also want to be a realtor like my dad one day. So those are the two things I'd choose outside of school and after football.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreisig Lady Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day.
Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, is the place to be when it comes to treating yourself to something truly special. It's not only Carvel's ice cream that keeps you coming back, it's the fact that Carvel DeWitt is the longest standing Carvel franchise in America. 60 plus years of serving the Central New York community and all the guests that come into town. It's also the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sundae, which is chocolate or vanilla soft serve, topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel, whipped cream, and a cherry. And if you're looking for the calorie-conscious side of things, Carvel Light also comes in chocolate, vanilla, or a twist in soft serve, and you can get that with the Wake Up Call Sundae, ice cream cakes, as well as the flying saucers that Carvel DeWitt offers you. Carvel Light, offering you that awesome, phenomenal Carvel flavor with less calories per ounce. Make sure you get out to Carvel right now. Open every single day of the week, every day of the year. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York.
And finally for you, Colin, in being a realtor, I want you to sell me a house in the state of Florida. Give me three reasons why I should buy a house that you're showing me right now.
You got to buy a house down here in Florida because, I mean, look at it. It's like I said earlier, it's a place where I live, where you vacation and everything like that. There's the water, there's the ocean, there's things to do down here. There's South Beach. I can go on. I can give you more than three, but I don't have a house. We can't stay on here all day, you know.
Well, I definitely hear you, and I know a lot of people love the weather, Disney World, everything that you could do. The sun seems to always be around in Florida, and I appreciate the fact that you're going to be bringing some of that, you know, positive ray of sunlight, so to speak, up to Syracuse. I know a lot of people are excited about that. And as far as your commitment, Colin, you have verbally committed. So to some people, their word is everything. To other people, their word could change. Things could change. How confident are you that Syracuse is it and your word is your bond?
I'm really confident in my decision. I feel like I'm committed. The thing is people are like, so what do you think about if another school comes around? I say to them, look, would have I committed to Syracuse if I had anything else in mind? And then they get stuck when I ask them that. I'm like, why would I make a decision when I don't think it's right? So I got a chance to go up there, and it seems like they have everything I need up there, and everything that I look forward to having, and a great coaching staff like Coach Schaefer and Coach McDonald and Coach Adam. I just look forward to getting up there and bringing some of the sun with me.
Well, definitely sounds great, and I know that, you know, your statement on your word is a very important thing, and it's a very honest statement and a statement that I could respect. If you had anybody else on your mind, why would you say yes? So I definitely can appreciate that notion, and I appreciate having you on, Colin. And as you continue through your final season in high school and everything else that's going on, I'd love to have you back on the show and continue to tell your story. And I'm very happy that I got to have you on to tell some of the story so far.
All right. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate making me feel like a superstar on a radio show, and never thought this would come down to this, and I just look forward to being up in Syracuse with you guys and starting off a great 2015 season with you guys.
Well, thank you, Colin. I'll talk to you soon, and I appreciate the compliment.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.